Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be discussing the past week on the show, but before we do that, be sure to check out all our shows here on Blog Talk Radio, and also check out our website, and you can also find us on Facebook at Diva of Dole, and we also are on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and you can also find us on iTunes. And I think we have Anna with us. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Hi. And where are you at on Twitter? I think everyone knows by now. But
at Tavi Hoot. At Tavi Hoot.
Yeah. And the Diva Carrie is Carrie, and she's at Diva of Dole on Twitter. And I'm Marianna, and I'm at Mama_Hooch. And you can also check out our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, and they're also on Facebook. And you can check out at Lauren Coslow and at Teo Penglis and at Guilt Trip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. So how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Okay. Yeah, I see your Chiefs, yay, are in the...
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my crappy Steelers didn't make it because they have too much drama going on. Too much drama.
I know. They're
like a bunch of women.
Talk about divas.
I know. They have their divas. Yeah, I know.
When we were talking about their divas, it's like so true.
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine all the people like Juju and Connor? Those guys that are working so hard, and it's like then these two prima donnas. Mm.
Yeah,
anyway.
but then when they started out, they kind of were like that too. Like I always thought Antonio Brown started out as like this great guy, and then all of a sudden, gets this big contract.
Sure.
So I'm hoping the same thing doesn't happen to these other ones.
Hopefully, it'll
it seems
be a lesson.
That's what happens. Yeah. They're young, and then they get all this money, and fame, and that's kind of what goes through their head. But anyway, that's football. I see there was a football game on today, so I guess the playoffs have started already. So.
Yeah. Well, I think this is the wild card weekend, so they had two games today and they'll have two tomorrow. The Colts beat the Texans, which the Texans are one of my other friends, my other teams because I came from Houston. But they lost badly to the Colts, so now the Colts are the lowest seed in the AFC, so the Chiefs will play. So the highest seed and the lowest seed next Saturday will play. That's kind of nerve-wracking. And then I'm not sure. I think the game's still being played tonight. I'm not sure. Pretty sure it's not over between the Cowboys and the Seahawks. And then tomorrow we've got some more matchups.
Go Seahawks.
And then,
anybody can beat Dallas.
I know we all have our.
I'm not a Cowboys
fan. Rivalries and stuff. Yeah, but I felt bad.
Yeah,
the
Cowboys.
I was rooting for the Steelers last week for you guys.
Anyway, I know they almost won, but Cleveland didn't come through. But then again, they should have.
I know.
Can't blame it on Cleveland. Oh, Jen's with us too. Hi, Jen.
Hello.
Hey, Jim.
Hi.
She probably doesn't care about anything but the Mets, right?
we were just talking football.
Yeah, I heard you. I just know nothing about football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, only that the Jets, they go 3-12, and they don't fire the million-dollar players, but they fire the coach.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I guess. Yeah, so I guess
so,
back to our days.
Like we say,
I guess.
We watch days. We talk days, and we also talk football and other things. So.
So I guess the big news on days, the big thing that happened this week, that is Jack is back. Jack Devereaux is back from the dead.
Yeah.
So he
yeah.
appeared at the. Yeah, Eve brought him back to at the New Year's Eve party, kind of as a little revenge on Jennifer because Jack has no memory of anybody. So they kind of explained it. I don't know if anybody saw it. They kind of explained kind of how that. And then we also got to see Xander.
Xander.
I think he had his
Xander
shirt. Wait, did he have a shirt on this week? He had a shirt on this week, but I think he's
part-time.
Going to be going shirtless soon.
But, you know, he must have, after that whole fire trauma and everything, he must have gone somewhere to the south and gotten a tan, someplace tropical, because he looks very nice and tan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I mean, not
yes.
that I'm, like,
yeah.
I'm certainly pro-sunscreen and anti-skin cancer, so don't overdo it, Xander. But he did look awfully fine. I'm always like, why doesn't Xander ever get any? I mean, come on. I mean, that's what, it's almost as bad as Father, What a Waste with
Eric. He tried
Eric
with Nicole.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the poor guy.
For some reason,
like,
the real bad guys don't get to have sex or whatever. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like,
what
about Andre? It took Andre forever.
Oh, that's true. They make him work. It's kind of the karma. It's part of the karma thing. They make him work extra hard. Get it?
I guess, So, of course, Jack was one of the ones that was in the, you know, we had seen all those different initials that were in that warehouse with Kristen, and, you know, so I guess he was one of them, and Xander, of course, actually, he got out, too, you know. So you probably know that Nicole's out, got out, and Kristen got out, so we'll probably be seeing them. And who knows what all those other initials, we might be seeing more people coming back from the dead in the future, you know. So he was one of the ones, and he, you know, Xander got him out. So I guess there was a scene where Jennifer went in was talking to Roman, and she wanted this explanation. You know, Jack fell down that elevator shaft, and you were there, and the paramedics, and they pronounced him dead. But Roman said, well, somehow one of Stefano's guys or Dr. Rolf must have got to him at the morgue again, like they did Will, and injected him and brought him back to life.
Anyway.
So I guess that's kind of how they explained
so
it. It all goes back to the mirrors.
Yeah. So funny because it's kind of funny because it's like, okay, now it's like every quarter we're now having somebody come back that has had their memory erased. Like it was Will, and then, you know, it's like so you'd think Salem would know how to handle this by now. They'd know not to inundate the person and overwhelm them. Well, what do you think? Now, Jen, I can't remember. Are you a Jack fan or no?
No.
Are you a Jack fan or no?
No. I like Matthew Ashford. I liked him on General Hospital. One Life, he was good. I just could never stand Jack.
Okay.
So I did like him with Eve.
But I'm a Jack fan.
Okay. I wondered what you thought because I was thinking you weren't a fan of Jack and Jen. And I was wondering what you thought with the dynamic of Eve.
Well,
this Eve as opposed to the old Eve, the other Eve.
Well, back in the day when they were married, the fourth marriage, I actually liked them together. Because they tormented each other.
They reminded everybody that they just got married for money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the whole thing. That was another thing where, you know, of course Eve is telling her side, and of course Jen came and talked to him and explained. She brought a book and everything and told him, you know, they were just married for money and they were just more like partners in crime. So then he demanded an explanation from Eve, and Eve more or less told him, we were just married in it for it, you know, and for the money and the inheritance, and she said they never, she says, and we never even slept together.
Yeah. She wanted Nick's money.
And then, right. So that was more or less a marriage of convenience. But then I guess it ended on Friday with them kissing him.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's going to go any further than that.
To me, it's kind of hard because he's acting. He reminds me a little bit of a flat new John or new Pawn.
Like there's no emotion either.
John came
like
back,
Robo John.
Like when new John came back, he at least was funny. Like he wasn't his nice old self, but at least he was like funny. And I was like, well, almost like the Hattie thing. I almost wish they would have kept him instead of the real John. Well, it's the same with this. With Jack, he's kind of, I mean, he is playing it like he's a clean slate, which is what he is, but it is kind of weird because he's so expressionless and stuff. And it's just kind of
and emotionless.
It's kind of weird vibe. But he did have that when Abigail came to visit him and he met her for the first time, and she was talking about, well, how could you be alive? You know, you saved my life. You got me out of the elevator. You know, he was having flashbacks, right? That triggered memory for him.
Yes. That's what triggered the memory. Although he won't admit it. You know, he didn't tell anybody,
but
he did have a little bit of a memory of that. Yes.
Yeah.
But as far as like the relationship with Jen and
weird,
stuff, yeah.
It is just kind of bizarre seeing him back, but like that he's just playing this very cardboard. I understand why he's playing it that way, but it's just so weird. And I don't know. So I'm glad that he had at least a little bit of a flashback of a memory. So that was cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, like I did. I liked Jack and Jen back in the day. The funny, you know, he was always the quirkiness and the funniness and all the situations and the adventures they got into.
Yeah.
When they were in the newspaper together.
I like the humor.
I can see that's going to happen in the future. Like they're going to get back into that newspaper business maybe, you know, with them and Adrian and or whatever, them get back into that.
It
would be nice to see Steve come back again.
I want
nice
to see
Steve come back again.
Yeah.
I could, if he comes back, I think that would be because now, you know, because Kayla is talking, right? They are talking about him.
Yes.
You know, with the whole. So.
Yep.
And speaking of that, with that whole, the spying thing and the espionage
Did we explain about how I know we talked a little bit about Xander, but. Basically, Xander is the one that put Jack, you know, said, hey, I know the perfect way you can, you know,
get contacted Eve.
But now, what was his motivation, though? Why does he give a crap? I'm trying to think of what the angle is for him.
I don't know.
What did he say? Did he have a reason?
Does he want Eve to pay him? Did she pay him?
There's got to be some motivation. There's got to be some motivation for Xander to give a crap.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
I'm trying to think in their conversation. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if she paid him something or I don't know, but I know he ends up back in the Kiriakis mansion with Leo. Him and Leo are going to be in cahoots somehow.
Yeah.
There was a clip. For a preview. And they're both standing there with no shirts on.
Yeah.
So.
He said there'll be a price later.
He hasn't told
Eve what the price of this is going to be.
What is? Okay. Not necessarily money.
I want to get that motivated. Okay.
Yeah, he might be wanting her for some other reason.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But it's always fun to have Xander back. He's usually.
Yes. I hope he sticks around.
He's been fun. Yeah. So now what him and Leah will be up to, I don't know.
Oh, that's going to be hilarious.
Driving Victor. Oh, and Victor's in the scene that they were showing. It's kind of,
oh, my goodness.
Kind of funny. Yeah.
Was this a promo, Marianne?
Yeah, it was a promo. Probably the in the upcoming week. Yeah.
See, I could see Xander just wanting to squash him. I could see Xander just wanting to squash Leo like a bug.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, you never know. They might get along well.
Who knows? No, who knows?
Yeah, because they're both little connivers.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll...
I don't know. Maybe they'll be partners in crime. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
So going back to Jack for a minute, I have this whole thing that I need to like get off my chest. Okay. So the big New Year's Eve bash fundraiser bash where Eve makes her entrance and brings Jack back from life from death after 6 years, back from the dead. Okay, so most of the people that were at that party are related to and or best friends with or somehow in touch with Hope Brady et al. So why in the hell was she surprised to run into Jack the next morning? I'm thinking I would let my cousin,
why wasn't
my best
she at the
friend,
New Year's Eve party?
BFF slash, well, that was another question. I asked that last week, or maybe
right.
another time.
And it was a Horton
but
thing.
Also, it was like, you don't think that your best friend slash cousin that you are such BFFs with is going to at least shoot you a text to say, hey,
think.
By the way, my ex
don't they text? Yeah.
You know, I mean, she'd be the first person that Jen would call besides her own kids. And then the other part that I had, this is like my little soapbox. Okay, I just got to get on it for just a minute. So that was funky. It was like, okay, I can understand Hope being like taken aback actually seeing him, but the fact that she didn't know about it just was beyond the pale. And then the other one is, so okay, Abigail wasn't at the party because she was home with her baby asleep, and I understand new mothers need sleep, but if your dad is back from the freaking dead, you don't think somebody's going to wake your ass up to tell you about it? I mean,
and get to the party right now.
She's already downstairs, all dressed, hair done, outfit on, hold it, baby's up sleeping next morning, and JJ comes over to tell her the news.
Comes the next morning.
I'm like, you don't think somebody would have communicated this already to her? I'm like, it's slightly important, just slightly. So I had to get that. Yeah. That was kind of like one of those wardrobe things. I like couldn't let another minute sit without expressing that, those two sentiments.
Yeah.
I just thought that was really dumb as far as the writing goes. But anyway, okay.
Yeah.
Off
yeah. Really dumb because they both really should have been there. But Hope should have been there. But at least they should have found out.
They weren't there between New Year's Eve night and the next freaking morning when everybody's getting breakfast. You would think.
Right. You should have. They should have all been on their phones. You know.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah, they should have all been on their. At least there's somebody calling Abigail.
I'm sorry. You wouldn't get home after that and go, "Oh my gosh, Abigail's daddy's alive." Oh, well, let's let her sleep. You know. to that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, I know people come back from the dead all the time in Salem, so it's
yeah.
normal.
Yeah, it's no big deal, actually.
And I'm not saying, like, I don't mind it or anything, or that I mind it or anything, but I'm just saying it strains credulity, in my opinion.
And you know there's more to come. There's more to come,
It's all those initials that were in that place. I'm fine with people coming. No, I'm fine with people coming back from the dead. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, don't let 8 hours go by or 12 hours go by and these people don't even know about it that are like family to him. You know, that's the part that I was like, what? I mean, even the news, like Chad learned about it on the news. Like he saw it right before Abigail told him. Like he was like, what? On his iPhone. I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, come on. I mean, in the paper of record, the Spectator, the two people that run it are related to Jack. You think that'd be top news? And I don't know. I just had to get that off my chest. I was just like grated on my nerves. I can understand Hope being like, "Oh my gosh, you really are alive, Jack! Oh, I can't believe you." Then they could have had the same conversation that they had. The fact that she was surprised to see him alive, and that she didn't know that he had showed up the night before alive. You're already asking us to believe that people come back from the dead constantly, and I don't mind that. I'm okay. I can stretch it that far because I like most of the people that bring back. But just please don't make us don't make a stretch that far. That's all I'm saying. Okay. I mean, who's with me? I mean, are y'all with me?
I am. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You just party of one over here. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There's always something going on, either a party or anything that you think, well, why wasn't that person there? That person needed to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens
a lot.
Well,
I did wonder why.
You know,
well,
this,
I could
makes
understand
sense.
Why Abigail, I could understand why Abigail wasn't there. I couldn't understand why Rafe and Hope weren't there. But at the same time, even beyond that, if they weren't at the party, it was ridiculous that they wouldn't have known
about
it.
And Maggie wasn't
there
either.
Yeah.
Maggie
should
have been there. Victor wasn't. Yeah. I mean, wasn't it Victor? I'm trying to think. No, that was a different person.
It could be Victor. Victor's always, you know.
I don't know.
But, yeah, Maggie should have been there because it was to benefit the Horton Center, which they are like Horton.
Right,
so.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Marlena and John weren't there.
No.
Okay.
So, what else is another story? Oh, the whole Abby came to see Gabby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought there'd be a big smackdown, but no, actually, what do you think about Abigail? Abigail is not going to press charges.
I think she's up
Gabby.
To something.
Yeah, she's probably going to try
think
to
she's
torture
up to
her,
something?
Like, street side instead of, like, putting her away. Yeah. Well, probably.
I don't
know.
I know she did it because for Ari more than Gabby.
Yeah.
But the thing
that kind of annoyed me when Gabby was like copping to it, like at the station, and Abigail sitting across from her. I was kind of surprised at how little emotion Abigail showed. I mean, yes, what Gabby did went way beyond. But at the
same time, I would think that
you would look like, you know, when Gabby says, look, you did all this to me. I don't know if she mentioned it or not. She mentioned that part about not being allowed with children again, but I don't know how much she really stretched out the whole, hey, by the way, they almost killed me. I was beat within an inch of my life. So they didn't really say that part, but I was kind of surprised. Like, Abigail was almost like, really? You're blaming me for this, or you're angry? I mean, like, I was mentally, like, I was surprised at her lack of emotion or empathy, even though she has every right to, like, never speak to this person again. I didn't see the part where she actually said she wasn't going to press charges, but, I mean, that's fair, I think. Now, whether she's going to toy with her outside of prison, I don't know, but...
Well, and Abigail was saying, you know, this is kind of like we're at an even slate now. You know, let's just start over.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so
isn't
Abigail Ari's godmother or no? Am I remembering that
right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right? Is that right?
Yeah.
So I could see her because
Will and Sonny are both her cousins. They're both
cousins. And she's
Will
the godmother
Sonny.
Of her. So I could kind of, I mean, I totally get, I mean, they both have a lot of reason to hate each other, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's good. I mean, Gabby does not need to be in prison again, ever.
No.
Because she really was imprisoned wrongly that time. So that's good.
Right.
But it'll be interesting to see how they navigate the Gabby character now. So she's kind of a pariah at the moment. It'll be interesting
I heard somewhere where she gets in with Stefan. She gets back with Stefan somehow.
Oh, yeah, I can kind of see that.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're not going to team up to still get back at Abigail somehow. I don't know. But then again, Abby and Chad are supposed to leave town. I mean, they're eventually going to be meeting together. So, I was really interesting. I liked watching the Abby and Chad scenes where he's trying to get her back, and she's more or less telling, I don't know if I'll ever be able to forgive you for what you did to me. She says, I just remember you ripping that my baby out of my, you know, arms right after I had him and put me in that. And you were the one that was supposed to believe in me. And which I'm all on her side because Chad was a jerk.
Yeah.
An ass. Totally.
Well, I thought what I enjoyed? I thought that Chad and Julie conversation was good. Like, he's like, you know, I don't know. I feel horrible that I didn't see it, that I didn't believe her. I was just going on past experience, but I'm her husband. I should have seen it. I should have known. She was telling the truth.
Weren't you surprised Julie was on his side?
But then Julie said, she said, but Chad, I was viewing it all from a different lens. I thought that was a very good line. Because she never gave Gabby the benefit of the doubt. She hates her.
Yeah.
You see, all these other people
were
giving Gabby the – I mean, she started out from the proposition that Abby's evil Gabby's evil, and she probably is behind this whole thing somehow. And then so when it started to line up with what Abigail was telling her, it made perfect sense, whereas everybody else has either slept with Gabby or loves Gabby or likes Gabby or is somehow related to Gabby. And so their filter was on, you know, her eyes were, she didn't have the rose colored glasses. She didn't have that lens. She had a different lens that she was looking at. I thought that was a really great line because that all makes sense. I love the character driven story on that. You know,
but it all comes down back to Nick Fallon. You know, it all comes back to what she did to Nick.
And
from that time on, Julie has never liked her.
And that's been consistent with her. And so she's never liked her. She's never trusted her. So she didn't give her the benefit of the doubt at all. Her mind didn't fill in excuses and make up things in her head. She was like, oh, okay, it was just much easier for her to see the truth that Abigail was telling her because she wasn't cutting Gabby any slack whatsoever. And I thought it was a small moment that I thought, that's a really damn good soap moment right there.
Yeah.
That's a really good line. That's a really good character-driven aspect of the story.
Yeah, and you also have to think of Julie's own past.
Yeah.
Julie was not
takes
a nice
one,
person.
Takes one.
No,
to
no,
one, right?
Julie was not. Oh, no.
Like I'm saying.
She kind of was like
one,
a Gabby,
right?
Or a Sammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she was like that.
Mm-hmm. So,
but strangely enough, though, in the 90s, she took Eve under her wing.
Yeah. Oh.
Julie was the one, the executor of Nick's estate, and Eve only got the money if she got married.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I forget some
now
of that stuff.
Who's Nick? Remind me.
Nick Corelli, the pimp?
Nick Corelli.
Okay.
I remember him.
Nick
the pimp.
Corelli,
yeah.
The name. The pimp. Nick Corelli.
Yeah,
don't
he
remember.
Killed Steve.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was a...
Oh. He's the one who put
the
bomb on Bo's boat.
Okay.
Yeah.
See,
yeah,
some
he
of that...
He's a bad guy.
See, so.
Yeah. He tried to kill Bo and kill Steve by accident.
Oh, okay.
And Steve was the only person who would help him.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah, he was
okay.
With Eve.
But he wanted her to be married, and that's why he wouldn't leave the money to her unless she was married.
Yep.
I don't understand that, but okay.
And it didn't matter who she was married to? Is that what it was?
I guess not.
I guess not. So that's why she married Jack, right? I guess, right?
Yeah.
Is that how that all played out?
It was all to rock the boat between Jen and Jack, of course, obviously.
Yeah.
Interesting, though. I mean, I like the way they're going back to history. I just wish, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just get on my soapbox again and say, Kate needs a damn storyline. There, off my box.
Yeah, Kate was. I was thinking, did we have Kate this week? I don't think we did.
I didn't see her, but
sure.
I didn't see quite the whole.
No,
thing, so.
But I did see something coming up where Kate tries to talk to Abby about, you know, taking Chad back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She tries to convince her. I think she's on with that.
Okay.
But yeah, she needs a man. I don't know.
She needs Andre.
She loses all her men.
She's only doing that for Chad because she didn't ever like Abigail. She liked Gabby with Chad.
Yeah.
So.
She's only doing it for she's doing it for Chad because of
she's
what
just
she
trying,
did to Chad.
She's just trying to do it for Chad
she's
to, make
feeling
it, to help make up for
yeah,
it.
She's feeling bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's good. Kate has a heart.
Yeah.
She does. She really does. So, yeah, not enough Kate. Mm. All right. So, and then what did you think about Ned. I got Ned on the brain because of Niv.
Ned.
Justin turning down the job, of course, to represent Gabby. And then,
right.
Of course, now it's a moot point since he's not pressing charges. But Hope is like telling Rafe, she's like, well, what about Ted? I'm looking at what Rafe looks like.
What about Ted?
What about Ted? Ted can represent her.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Then we had Gabby revealing that Stefan kidnapped her and what he did and who kidnapped her. She come out and said it was Ben. Yeah. So how did Ben not know that was not going to come out? He didn't wear a mask or anything. Did he not know that it was going to come out that it was him?
Well, of course, Hope just couldn't wait to go tell
Sierra.
Well, wait a minute, though. He may have been thinking that Stefan was going to either dispose of Gabby or send her somewhere where she wouldn't be speaking again. So it's possible that he didn't think that. Because remember, Stefan was going to, he had the fire poker, but then he backed off and said he's not going to do it after all.
Yeah.
So maybe.
And let her go.
I mean, Ben may have not thought that he was going to kill her, but he might have thought he was going to send her packing out of town or something.
Right.
You know, so.
The island of Ted.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
The island of Ted. Yeah, with Ted. Yeah. So it's how he made Ted disappear. Yeah.
Wherever Ted went.
The mirrors put everybody on an island somewhere. You know?
Yep.
That's right.
All lost. So then Hope couldn't wait to go over and tell Sierra. And, of course, Sierra and Ben are making out.
Yeah.
They just come back from a ride. Yeah, they were making out on the.
And that's why
they're buttoning their shirts. She's buttoning her shirt.
Well, and he had to cancel his Christmas plans with her because he had to work.
That's what he did. I hear they do break up. I think this is probably going to get her a little upset with him. I think she's going to be a little
just a bit.
Yeah, just a bit. But then he has to just take his shirt off and, okay, I forgive you. No.
Yeah. You notice how some of the so-called bad guys have smaller rap sheets than the good guys?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. The so-called good guys are really have done worse things, just as bad or worse things, yes.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
True.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's not too many good guys or good people, good guys in Salem anymore.
Abe and Roman.
Abe and Roman, yeah.
Well, and even
although
Roman
Roman's behind,
is,
but Roman's
Roman
been behind some stuff,
in,
too.
Roman
yeah. covers up a lot of
some
stuff.
Less than ethical cop behavior.
But
yeah.
at least he got out of the department.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
And then what about JJ's girlfriend, friend?
Harry.
Haley,
is that her name?
Yeah.
Haley.
Yeah.
Haley. So
I think she has
Taylor,
a connection to Trask, the attorney, district attorney.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I saw that in the preview. Keep quiet or something. She told her, said something to her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But
we don't know what her problem is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My question is there something between Haley and that Seth guy?
That who?
He was Jennifer's date.
Oh, Shaw. Dr. Shaw.
Shaw.
Yeah, I wondered about that, Shaw.
He said JJ had him take her home from the New Year's Eve party, but nothing else was
weird,
said.
But at the thing, Haley was like, your mom's date is Dr. Shaw? I mean, granted, she's a nurse that works at the hospital, so she knows who he is. But I wondered that too, Jen. I wondered if she was was there something weird going on there with him that is why she killed herself or something. And then how bizarre that they sent her home with him.
Yeah.
To, like, drop her off. Yeah. Sent her home, you know, with him as providing the ride after all that.
I'd be like, I'll get my own ride, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she went. She didn't act like she didn't want to take the ride with him. So there was nothing like that. So I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on.
But yeah, I wondered that too. There, I picked up on that. I don't know. So Kayla is like basically chewing out JJ because he's like, I'm sure you've heard by now. Like, well, it's a good thing you're going around town and telling everybody, JJ, because apparently not. Most of the people still didn't know Jack was alive again. But anyway, he's telling Kayla, and Kayla's like, oh, by the way, you're in trouble. You covered up the suicide attempt and didn't tell anybody, and she's one of my nurses, so I'm going to have to, like, deal with that. And then she walks in, and she hears them talking about it, and she goes, I can't believe you
told her.
You know, and then she blows up at JJ, but they calmed her down. He calmed her down and they went in another room later and talked about it. And he's like, no, I didn't. And so she apologized to him. And then I'm glad. I mean, she ended up being kind of normal and, you know.
My question is, Kayla, what a breach of ethics that was. Right in the main lobby?
Where everybody can hear. Yeah, I know.
It's not like the real world where you live with
that whole
records,
hospital has a breach of ethics with their records and everything.
There's a reason I used to call it Salem University Hospital. I used to spell it as SUHX, Salem. I don't know. You guys might not like her, but I'm kind of curious about her. I guess there's some curiosity. Let's see. Okay.
Because they needed someone for JJ, I guess. Somebody new.
Yeah.
They needed somebody new, so I think that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
No, I don't think anything with Will and Sonny this week.
Wait, what did you guys see about Trask, though?
She said something to her about a secret, or don't let the secret out, or something. Something, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was talking to Haley. Yeah, like a...
I gotcha.
Warning. Some kind of warning. I forget exactly what it was.
Okay.
So she must be a connection there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Could be her mother. Who knows? Or a relative.
Could
I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Very interesting. Okay. So I'm kind of curious. Okay. And then you said Sonny. Sonny and Will.
What's going on, Sonny and Will? There wasn't really much on this week about them, I don't think. Was there?
Sonny,
I can't remember where that's at.
Sonny thinks he's got a leg up on Leo.
Oh, yeah, because Leo exposed that he opened up that his mother wasn't all that or whatever. So I don't know how Sonny thinks that's a big deal. But.
Yes. I wonder if Sonny and Leo are Sonny's going to start feeling sorry for Leo, and we'll find – and will they try to make Leo a better guy when they find out his past and why he is like he is?
Mm. That's what I was wondering. Are they trying to, like –
The whole sympathy will start to come out for Leo.
Yeah. I'm hearing rumors that his mother's Diana Colville.
Who's that?
Diana Colville. She was involved with –
John, right?
Why he was Roman.
That was Jeannie Francis, wasn't it?
Yeah.
See, I wasn't watching during that era, but oh my gosh.
That's when I started watching.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's
weird. I don't know why I didn't go all the way back there. Huh.
Well, that's
interesting.
Yeah.
That was like the
that's
only
thing. They're
going
to try to pay the sympathy thing with Leo, and Sonny might start falling for Leo. And there's the whole triangle thing again. I don't know.
I don't like them together.
I'm not a Will fan.
I don't like them together. No.
I was worried about like when he comes in and he says, well, at least the brat was quiet or she's still asleep or whatever word he used. I can't remember, but it was the derogatory term for Ariana. And Sonny's like, that's my daughter, you know, and he kind of chewed him out. He's like, my daughter should be being raised by me and Will, not you and me, you know, when, especially when her mother may end up going back to prison, you know, she's all like indignant about that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So you guys don't like Sonny and Will together?
Oh,
I
just don't
like
Sonny. Well, I don't like Will. Sonny's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't like the other Will. The Will that was.
Oh, I could not stand him.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Guy. I mean, Guy Wilson was a nice guy, but no pun intended.
And
but
I
liked
Sonny and Paul, too. Look at me wrong. I liked Paul.
I liked them together,
Paul, like
Sonny
and Paul.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm just an old romantic thinking Will and Sonny should be together.
There's
but,
just certain couples that should always be together. You know?
But Leo,
you get
though,
that.
I mean, he is funny. He does add an element to the equation that's funny. I just, a little bit annoying at times, but he is pretty funny.
Yeah. I like it when him and Victor go at it.
Anybody in Victor,
So, well, you know what sucks, though, is, I mean, not that I'm, like, biased or anything, but there's, like, all this stuff going on in Casa Kiriakis, and there's, like, nothing going on in the Dimension. And I'm like, you know, I mean, the Dimension was
so
full of
in there.
Like
yeah,
Kate
definitely.
We need some real Damaris back.
Over there and Stefan and
say.
Vivian. That was fun. And, you know, all that other
that
stuff
was
going
fun.
On. It's like, now it's like, we never see anybody anymore. You know, it's like,
Well, I did hear that Chad gets reinstated as head of Damaris Enterprises. Because, you know, Victor fired Titan. And now Stefan got arrested.
Yeah.
So the Damaris board is going to appoint Chad back. So Chad's going to be back in the mansion.
Okay.
Which maybe he'll bring Kate back, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I hope
maybe
so.
Kate will move back in.
Kate needs to be back
has
there.
Something to do with
she doesn't
Sarah.
Need to be holed up in the Salem Inn. Hate when that happens.
No, so I see that happen. So.
Honestly, Kate should have her own damn mansion.
Yep.
If she can't be in the Damaris mansion, she needs to be, or the Casa Kiriakis.
Well, yeah,
she
was.
Yeah, somewhere.
I mean, she was in the Damaris mansion. She was in the Kiriakis mansion.
Yeah. Now she just got a little one room place in the hotel. What?
Yeah.
It was a 4-day week for days,
what else?
Right?
They weren't on. I don't think they weren't on New Year's Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How'd you like the nod to history with Sarah and Eve?
I did see that. Eve hitting her with a car, ran her over.
Yeah.
I forgot about that when she was a little girl.
I didn't know about that.
Yep.
I didn't know about that. Okay, so was it not bizarre? Okay, there was also a reference to. Wait, to Sarah going and playing with the twins when they were little?
Yeah.
And one of the twins is Eric.
Yep.
So that was interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. They were around the same age.
Yeah. I just didn't know Sarah. I mean, I didn't remember Sarah at all. I must have tuned out by then for that.
Sarah was just on a little bit when she was, a young girl, and then when she was, like, a teenager.
Yeah.
A little bit.
She was best friends with Carrie as a teenager,
Was that early 90s, maybe?
Yeah.
I tuned out about that time. Okay.
Yeah. Early 90s.
Okay, that would be why. Okay, that would be why I don't remember. I mean, remember Melissa. I remember her. Because that was the 80s, but
was on more than Sarah.
Yeah, Melissa was on in the 90s,
had
too, only played by a different actress.
Oh, really? Other than Melissa Trousseau?
Yeah.
Trousseau or
Trousseau? Yeah, she was gone, and someone named Carmella or something played Melissa.
Oh,
I don't even remember the one.
Yeah, and they wrote her off when she killed him, yo-yo.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember
Melissa
and Emilio, right?
Emilio?
Yeah. She killed him.
Like on purpose?
Yeah, basically. And quiet while they all think Joe Johnson did it.
Oh, that's weird. Wow.
Yeah.
Sweet little Melissa. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like,
Joe killed Nick. Yeah. Joe Johnson killed Nick.
Oh, okay.
Because Nick killed Steve.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, you have such a great memory of all this. I know a lot of the characters.
I came in and out in the early 90s.
I stopped working. Yeah. I think I stopped watching, like, late 80s, early 90s. And I only, like, periodically checked in, like,
say
I was home on vacation or something, I might tune in. And because I remember tuning in one time to the Melissa one story.
I hated that story.
What in the hell is going on here? And then, of course, I've gone back. Like, when I first started watching Days Again and YouTube started being prevalent and stuff, I've over time watched a lot of clips, you know, maybe not for a while, but back when I was trying to get reacquainted with what had happened. So I feel like I remember some things that I really just remember because I looked at them on YouTube. But I missed a good, you know, almost decade and a half. So.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, but you put it all together.
Yep.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And Mary Ann, you've been watching for a lot since you were like 11, right?
Oh, yeah. I started watching
but it's
in
hard,
the late
but it's
60s.
Hard. But it is hard. Even when I was watching this show, I have trouble remembering some of the.
I have trouble remembering certain parts in the early 90s like that. I remember the Emilio, but bits and pieces, like, I don't remember full stories. Like the 80s, when Teo was on with the whole, you know, Salem Killer and all that. I remember that storyline perfectly because I just was into that with the Roman and Marlena and back in that. And even back in the 70s too with Doug and Jolie and Mickey and Maggie and all that. You know, I remember some things, but certain things better. Like some of the things that even happened 4 or 5 years ago, I forget some stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Did Maggie and Neil have an affair? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, they did not have... They were close to having one later on, but Neil switched his sperm with a mobster.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that's
like
how Maggie had Sarah.
Artificially inseminated.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, that's Sarah, yeah.
I gotcha.
And then her and Mickey adopted Melissa, right? She was Melissa Anderson. Yeah, Bob Anderson or whatever back in the day, yeah.
I started in 88.
Oh, wait, Melissa Trousseau. It was Lisa Trousseau, right?
Yeah.
Played Melissa? Okay.
Lisa.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember she was like really, she was as prevalent to me as like Hope, you know, she had Hope and those guys. That was the era that I watched a lot.
Yeah, but didn't she try and kill Kayla?
Wasn't it Pete and Melissa for a while?
Yeah.
Pete
and Melissa.
He was so dumb.
Yeah.
Oh.
But didn't Melissa try and kill Kayla? Wasn't she poisoning her or something?
Oh,
how
I don't
did
know.
They come to adopt
Melissa
her?
Was a troubled girl, I guess.
What was the story with her being adopted? I don't remember that. Yeah, you didn't watch it until earlier, right? So you.
Something
oh, well,
it was
see,
like,
stuff
yeah.
like that.
And there was a Bob Anderson.
Like, I remember certain,
yeah, they had.
I remember certain scenes and stuff of different things, but yeah, sometimes the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Can't imagine why they would be convoluted in our minds after all these years, since soaps are often convoluted to begin with.
And you got to remember there were certain times that I watched, but then I was working or in school, and we didn't have VCRs back at one certain time.
Right.
So there were things that I kind of like missed, and I couldn't go back. You couldn't go online. So you either rush home from school.
Or you just missed it, or
read it. Yeah. So there was certain points and certain years that it's hard to watch. In the 80s, in the mid 80s, like at that time, I was home with my kid. I was having my kids.
Yeah.
I was home more. So those are the ones that
I watched more
in the 80s.
When I started watching it in 2006, I didn't even know Teo had been back in the 90s and been back a few times. I was just floored.
Oh, the mid, like 90.
We didn't have the internet or anything.
93
so
to 95, something like
it
that.
It was like, you know, you didn't get the news about stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you were watching or reading the magazine
regularly,
you would know.
Yeah, that was the whole Aramid storyline. He was back in the 90s.
And I've seen clips
that
over
was
the years
good
for that.
That's when I really started hating John.
Yeah.
For what he did to
Tony
and Roman. And I never liked him after it. It's like, seriously?
Because
I had never seen Tony and Anna, but I loved Tony and Kristen together.
Oh, okay.
And John ruined them,
and
he ruined Roman and Molina.
He and I have never...
I was not a fan of Tony and Kristen.
Either. I mean, and that's just going by old scenes that I went back and saw.
That was a good story, though.
She
dumped
it
with John
and all. It's like, of course, that wasn't Tony, though, right? That was really Andre. If we're gonna
that was Andre.
Right?
At the time, we thought it was Tony. At the time, we thought it was Tony. We didn't know
later on.
So
end, all that whole Tony, Andre, when is he Tony, when is he, that is like a, I mean, that's all like a, you know,
classic.
That's hard to keep track of. Plus, all the different times when he was really Stefanos, is he not Stefanos, was Tony Stefanos, one time he was, and another time he wasn't. Then Andre was a nephew, Andre was always his nephew, and then all of a sudden he was his son. So they have changed that. His history is like, wow.
The worst change of genetic history they ever did, though, was when they made John not related to the Demir. It was all of a sudden, like, Hope walks in and says to John, you know, you're not really related to the Demiras or whatever after all, or something like that. I can't remember. It was something, or was it the Brady?
He was supposed to be a Brady.
The Brady side.
And then he's not a Brady.
Because and they only did that because they wanted Brady, his son Brady, to screw Teresa, who was a Brady.
So
they had to like undo all that Santine stuff, all that whole summer of writing. They had to undo all of that just for Teresa and Brady to get together. That pissed me off royally. Ugh.
John has had so many identities. So did he end up being a Demira? No, he's not a Demira.
No.
So who is he? It's like, we still don't know.
His parents come back? I missed part of that storyline, but didn't his
Oh, yeah, that's
come
that
back?
Whole thing. His dad? Was that
he went to some sharpshooter school and somewhere? Like, they were training him to be assassins and all that.
They made that whole thing up.
I'll tell you, if you read
and
this too long, it kind of makes you... go nuts. Thinking about
that was kind of weird.
Pretty much.
I forgot about that. That was weird.
Well, I think we managed to cover not only
crazy history of days,
like the last 30 or 40 years.
We went back to those. Back to the very beginning. So I think we covered everything that happened this week, and the biggest part of it was the whole Jack storyline. So
Alrighty.
So I guess that's it.
Yep.
Thanks for calling in.
Okey-dokey, guys. Yep. Bye, everybody.
Hey.
All right.
All right. Good night. See you next week.
Good night.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.